This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. Ecoscapedesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
It's 12 noon at KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on week 10 of this COVID-19 situation. Still hunkered down, playing it safe, waving to people, riding my bike, hanging at home. Hope you're doing the same or something similar. And staying safe as well and feeling good. I am feeling good and very happy to be here with you today. Got a lot of great music in store for you as usual. So let's get to it here on Terrasonic on KGNU. We'll be right back.
O grilo todo é a grana. O mundo está totalmente envolvido, o mundo inteiro pela grana. Então, o mundo só vai ficar legal depois que terminar o dinheiro. Porém, que não me falte nenhum enquanto não terminar, entendeu? Agora, é o seguinte, o grilo todo é a grana. O filho e abandona o pai, mas o pai paga a grana, o amigo. Não tem esse negócio. A mulher do outro é uma coisa também que grila, mas isso aí é secundário. O grilo é a grana, ele quer comer a mulher do outro. Ah, sempre o cara quer comer a mulher do outro. Mas ele pensa primeiro na grana. Ele quer a grana, ele rouba a grana, todo mundo roubando, todo mundo. É o padre, é o bispo, é o sacristão, é o macumbeiro, é o presidente, é o presidente, é o presidente. Vai ficar legal depois que terminar o dinheiro. Porém, que não me falte nenhum enquanto não terminar.
Juega Tarantini. Tarantini toca a pelota para Bertoni. Dá para Kempes, ataca Mario. Se acerca al área. Va a entrar dentro del área. Se la llevó. Entró Bertoni. Tiró. ¡Gol! ¡Gol! ¡Gol!
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every Saturday, noon to one on listener-supported KGNU. Hope you are doing well today and holding up okay in these crazy times. And I hope the music is helping to get you through a little bit of that. Hearing a lot of great stuff on KGNU lately and happy to be part of it. We began with a track from Kafundo Volume 7, Brazuca Reggae, one of many great compilations from the Kafundo label out of Brazil. The artist was K, and the DJ Incidental remix of a track whose title I'm not going to attempt. Mongo Santa Maria following that. From the album Watermelon Man, the track of the same title. That's a classic. That one's going out to White Step. And then Campana, a new artist after that from, or at least a new release called Tapioca Discos. Vitoria Regia Estu Contigo e Now Abro. The Tapioca Discos version. And that comes from Campana's Bandcamp. right now in the background, it's Javi P3 Z Orquesta from Agent Dumont presents the Barcelona Files and a song called Football In. I don't really have much to say, so let's get into this hand clapping and whatever comes after it. If you'd like to reach me, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Oh, dormir. Ya pasará. Ese temor, ese malestar. Estoy ahí. Cerca de vos. Pronto iluminará el sol. Y verás que todo dolor y todo mal pasará. Amor estará, acompañará, te acompañará los días, los días.
Parasonic on KGNU, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Whether it's your Saturday afternoon here on the Front Range or somewhere else in the world or some other day of the week, of the month, of the year, thanks for hanging out and I hope you're enjoying the music. We just listened to a piece from a new compilation from the Incorrecto label out of Bogota, called Cuarentemas 31 Cañonazos Virales, 31 viral cannon shots, recorded from the homes of the label's artists. 34 tracks and 34 artists came together. It's about 30 tracks to give the audience their feelings about this global and current quarantine in which we are submerged. They used a wide range of recording artifacts, ranging from not so modern cell phones to sophisticated studios. All the tracks recorded at the artist's homes. Before that, it was Hatziristos Apostolos from the title track from a compilation on the Death Is Not the End label called The Sun Is Setting on the World. And that album pretty much all has tracks kind of that vibe, that sun is setting on the world sort of feeling, which maybe some of us can relate to these days in our less optimistic moments. Then before that, from another quarantine inspired record called Isolation Compilation, this one out on the Shapes of Rhythm label out of South London, and a bunch of their artists contributing tracks, some of them also recorded since the lockdown began over 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, really. Wow. Anyway, that was Emanative and Ismail Ilgun on that track. Cootie Man from his original Through You mixes, just an incredible body of work there from Cootie Man, and my edit of Babylon Band and Mashru Lila as well from their self-titled EP. We heard Latlit. Right now in the background, from the World Beethoven album, this is 20 artists from around the world re-envisioning the music of Ludwig van Beethoven, and this is Yeah Man, doing on Beethoven's theme from Fifth Symphony, First Movement. And there you have it. That's what we've been listening to in this last set of music. We've still got half the show to go and so much more to come. DJ@KGNU.org if you'd like to reach me during the program. Terrasonic@gmail.com to reach me anytime. It's Terrasonic on KGNU. Terrasonic on KGNU. Just heard a track from South African band Batsumi. Just came across their self-titled album a couple of weeks ago. Played a track from it last week. Mistakenly said that it was from the 80s. It's actually, that album was made in 1974. And I guess it's considered a lost South African jazz classic. That track called Mamshanyana. And that album is just beautiful. I can't recommend it highly enough. Really the perfect album for like your Sunday morning, early Sunday afternoon kind of vibe. Before that, Super Mama Jambo, remixed by Daniel Hoxman from his new release, Daniel Hoxman Presents Black Atlantica Edits. And before that, Naira Marley from Moves. Club Classics, a new compilation of African electronic dance music. Some good tracks on there. That was, again, Naira Marley and a song called Soapy. Right now in the background, it is Cruising, a Tony Allen track remixed by Lascivio Bohemia. He did this just right after Tony Allen passed away a couple of weeks ago. Still kind of shocked from that loss and listening to a bunch of his music, playing it on the radio, and just kind of remembering Tony Allen, the co-founder, along with Fela Kuti, of Afrobeat. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines, J-Dub, and maybe Joss Sonic in with you today. And Joss Sonic in with you today, bringing you the best in reggae music from 1 until 4 o'clock. And then at 4, it's 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Joe de Cordoba in with you. DJ Modpants kicks off KGNU's Saturday evening music programming at 7 with Sound Lab. That follows a full hour of news from the World Service of the BBC. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a playlist for today's show and an archive of Terrasonic at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM, of course, is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, performances, interviews, shows that air only on AfterFM and not on the actual air, and even much more than that. All at afterfm.com. There's also a Terrasonic archive at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, or Facebook and Twitter. Let's leave it at that, at Terrasonic Radio. A little more music still to come. We'll come back to say goodbye. This is Terrasonic on KGNU. Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Community Radio. My name is Joel Davis. In that last set, we just heard a Jeremy Sole remix of the classic Les Aiglons track Serra La from the Caribbean, Haiti, or somewhere in the Antilles. And in the background right now, Pinchado and Trebilian Sound, Los Mirlos, the Fiesta Brava mix from Isla Edits Volume 3. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Terrasonic. Thanks, as always, for listening. Stick around for reggae coming up in just a couple of minutes following headlines from the BBC. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland and K254CH Laporte and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered. Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thanks for listening. Take care. My name's Joel Davis. We'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to one, for Terrasonic.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The German Football League has become the first major competition in Europe to resume since coronavirus lockdowns brought the sport to a halt in March. Six Bundesliga matches have taken place without spectators in eerily quiet stadiums. Borussia Dortmund's Norwegian striker Erling Braut Haaland scored the league's first goal, marking it with a socially distanced celebration. Jürgen Kurz was one of the few reporters allowed into the game between Borussia Dortmund and Schalke. He says it was a very strange atmosphere.
The stadium in Dortmund, one of the biggest worldwide, with 80,000 spectators usually watching Dortmund versus Schalke, is a derby. It's the local rivals. And today it was like nothing. There were 300 people all together in the stadium. It was completely empty. And obviously there was nothing like a roar in the stands or anything, but just 22 people playing football. It might have been anywhere from the situation and from the sounds and the atmosphere.
The Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has closed the country's land borders with Tanzania and Somalia except for cargo transport. Testing for the coronavirus at frontier points will be compulsory for all drivers. Ferdinand Omondi reports.
Only lorry drivers who have tested negative for coronavirus will be allowed into Kenya from Tanzania and Somalia. President Kenyatta said in the last week, 78 foreign truck drivers had tested positive and were turned back at the border. Kenya identified truck drivers as a high-risk group following mandatory testing at the border, which led to a recent spike in positive COVID-19 cases among long-haul drivers. With the skies already shut, the latest ban will mainly affect people in border towns. Many casually cross the border for small-scale business or entertainment or to visit relatives.
The head of the Roman Catholic Church in Poland, Archbishop Wojciech Polak, has said he's asking the Vatican to investigate child sexual abuse by priests and attempts to cover it up. It follows the release of a documentary about two brothers who seek comfort in a priest who abused them in childhood. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez has said he'll ask Parliament for a further and final extension to the state of emergency declared over coronavirus. It's currently due to expire in a week's time. Mr. Sánchez wants it to be extended for a month instead of the customary 2 weeks.
El gobierno de España solicitará al Congreso de los Diputados una nueva prórroga del estado de alarma.
Spain's government will ask Parliament yet again for an extension of the state of emergency, although the characteristics will be very different from the previous occasions, because the situation in Spain has changed. We aim to make this the last state of emergency, and it's due to continue until the end of the de-escalation.
The Prime Minister has been facing growing political opposition to renewing emergency powers. About 100 people held an anti-government protest today in Seville. This is the world news from the BBC. A committee of the US House of Representatives has launched an investigation into the sacking by President Trump of the State Department's Inspector General, Steve Linnick. Mr. Trump said on Friday that Mr. Linnick no longer had his full confidence and would be removed in 30 days. American media say Mr. Linnick had begun investigating the US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, for suspected abuse of office. The Nigerian leader, Muhammadu Buhari, has said a herbal tonic, which the president of Madagascar has claimed is a cure for the coronavirus, will be tested before it's distributed. Speaking shortly after receiving a consignment of the drink, which is based on the Artemisia plant, Mr. Buhari said he would listen to science. A Brazilian military general with no medical experience has taken over as interim health minister after the resignation of the previous incumbent, Eduardo Pazuello, most of his career as a logistics specialist. His predecessor,